The message you're about to listen to is titled, What Next for the Bride? There is a need for the Bride of Jesus Christ to have a focus, especially in the midst of the apostasy that is going on. So many people making claims of what next after the servant of God, William and Abraham, the star messenger to this age, is out of the way. All manner of claims are coming up. This revealed, not this one not revealed. I am next to follow. I am the next messenger. I am this. The bride will not be in confusion because God has her fivefold ministry to keep the people from every wind of doctrine and keep them focused. By God's grace, through this message, we will know what next to expect. What is our expectation now? What are we waiting for concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Remember, God has His divine agenda. What is the next item in His divine agenda is this message. As we go to the auditorium, I'll see you then. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to conclude the topic, what next for the bride? As we expect the coming of the Lord, what next? What next? Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Every day God gives us more and more confidence to talk in this ministry. Hallelujah. We are not looking for recognition. Far be it. But we have something that we want the whole world to know. We have the message. And if there is anything at all, we want to tell the whole world that there is a message to the church of Jesus Christ. That's all. Nothing more than that. And we are so privileged that this message that the old timers had messed up all these years. Some of you didn't even know that in this city of Lagos alone, that there are over, I am not exaggerating, in this city of Lagos here alone, that I know there are over 50 end time message churches in this Lagos. In this Ejesha Isolo first gate, this environment here, like this, I know of over 6. And I know one of them that has been existing in Sele, around Sele bus stop there, that has been existing there since 1988. And I met them in 1990. And they have been existing. Scattered all around Lagos. And yet, nobody knew there was a message in the land. And the Bible says you cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. Hallelujah. And the Bible says a city standing on a hill cannot be hidden. Praise God. And they refuse to allow God to shine this message by a lot of things they were doing. And God packed them aside and raised up a Joshua. Hallelujah. Another generation of people who say God is more than able to shine this light again. And that is what the Bride Assembly is all about. Beautifying this message again
and causing it to be attractive. Check a spirit that is going on in the following of this message now. This claim of everybody rising and making a claim and, you know, carrying followership so that you will be established. And remember, praise God, what is the purpose of the fivefold ministry? Listen. Listen very well so that you understand the impact of what I am doing and what the Antichrist spirit is also doing. Please listen carefully. The ministry of William Branham is a messianic ministry. It's a dispensational ministry. It is Christ himself again coming for a dispensational move. Listen. That is the mystery. That is the interesting thing about the entire message. Unless you catch it, you'll be as confused as these denominational leaders that have come across the entire message and could not understand this ministry of this man. And they have gone the way they have gone. And some again that have come inside, but the devil also made them to behave the way they are behaving based on a wrong understanding of that ministry. But I am telling you confidently, and I say it with all glory to God, that some of us are not confused. And we will prove it as time goes on. The ministry of William Branham is a messianic ministry. What is a messianic ministry? Hallelujah. There is a messianic sign. See, before you make any claim, there is a sign that backs up that claim. There must be a vindication. Listen, how did the woman at the well know that Jesus Christ was the Messiah? How did he know? He gave her one sign. And when God wanted to do it, listen, when God wants to move, he will move in a way that everybody's attention will be called there. 400 years in Israel, there was no prophet from Malachi. 400 years, no prophet. So, nothing, no move, no thus said the Lord. Nothing. God himself closed everything. So that when he will appear, amen, everybody will know this is God. I also want to say this, that there is also a reason because all things work together for good. Because no man, nothing can stop the move of God. There is a reason why God allowed the entire message to go down like that. So that there will be darkness in the denominational world, gross darkness. So that when you will shine the light through Bride Assembly, everybody will see that there is a difference between this one and that one. That is why people are calling us from all over the world, appreciating us. People have stopped going to churches. People even enter message churches. People are thanking us. I went to Cameroon. Her sister came to travel wherever she came for more than 6 hours to come to Douala, knowing I was coming there. She said she only came to shake me. I said, what for? She's related to the president of that country. She said her husband married her from the denomination and brought her into the message. But she said after about 4 years or so, she could not take it anymore. She did not see any life there. So she did not understand. She begged her husband and went back to her denomination. She said one day, they relocated somewhere and the husband brought a decoder I'm watching that decoder. She saw Bright TV. And from there, she got to know what the message was all about. And called her husband. Is it not the same message? Amen. And then she said, is this what this is all about? And this your people could not present it well to us? She went back to the message. She came to me, she said, thank you for returning me back to life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now listen, the ministry of William Branham is a messianic, that is, messianic ministry, speaking about Christ himself, the chief cornerstone, coming to take another corner in the building of his church. And that's a very deep mystery. And when I talk like this, somebody sent me a text. Are you called to preach William Branham or to preach Jesus Christ? Amen. Of course, I replied him. Amen. It took William Branham for me to understand Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I met somebody that told me that their pastor had the sermon books of William Branham, but did not let the church have access to them. So he was always preaching like, and then claiming as if he was the one bringing out the revelations. But then, until one day, one of the members entered the office and saw the sermon book of William Branham. And they went and told others, say, we don't see where pastor they get all those revelations from. I am not a hypocrite. If any revelation I get, if I get it from Oyedepo, I will tell you it was Oyedepo that said it. If it is Oyakilome, even with his palm hair, I will tell you he is the one that I heard it from. If the Pope of Rome say Jesus is the Almighty God, I will say Amen. Because he's saying the truth, even though he is the Pope. Praise the Lord. So when I make reference to where I get my information from, my revelation from, then you don't say I am worshipping the man. But the truth is, the denominational leaders, they hate the name of William Branham, because they know what that ministry has done to their ministry. How do you think in the 15th century that the Pope of Rome will love to hear that name, Martin Luther? It was Luther that gave him that blow. That took time. Up to now, he's battling to recover. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it is. Now, let me say what I want to say. Now, the ministry of Jesus Christ was a messianic ministry. Therefore, the whole, he fulfilled all the fivefold offices in him. He was an apostle. The Bible called him the apostle of our profession. He was a prophet. He was an evangelist. He was a pastor. And he was a teacher. All in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, he will talk and say so many things. And he told them, praise the Lord, that the things I say now, you may not understand them. But when, hallelujah, the comforter comes, when that spirit comes, he will lead you to all truth. Amen. Hallelujah. He will not speak of his own, but he will take of me. Praise the Lord. And open it up to you. That is the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Now, but the Holy Ghost is manifesting in the church in the fivefold offices. So, when he died and he departed for the work to continue, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Listen for the reason. Can we open Ephesians chapter 4? Verse 11, 12, 13, 14. And he, Jesus Christ, gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. This is the reason, verse 12. It is for the perfecting of the saints. It is for the work of the ministry. Which ministry? Is the ministry of reconciliation. That is the ministry of reconciliation, the evangelistic ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. What is the ministry that edifies? The ministry that edifies are those prophetic ministries. Amen. The office of a prophet is to edify you. Okay? Now verse 13. He said, till, is to, that ministry is to continue, till we, the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The unity of the faith, because the devil will come, carnal people will come and take of what Jesus Christ spoke, and everyone will go with his own interpretation. But the fivefold ministry brings us together to take one faith, one understanding of who Jesus Christ is. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. That, and this is my emphasis, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. We are tossed today, thunder is revealed. Tomorrow we are in the millennium. Next tomorrow, Son of Man ministry. Another time, John ministry. Another time, lead ministry. Another time, another one. You are tossed to and fro. You know yourself from this belief. You came to this belief. You came to this one. You came to this one. You have no root. You have no stand. The purpose of the fivefold ministry, that verse 14 again, I want to emphasize it, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by with every wind of doctrine. By who? The slayer of men. And cunning craftiness, whereby they, false ministers, lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15. But what the ministry is, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Verse 16. From whom, hallelujah, the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint, every member has something to supply, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every part has a measure. Hallelujah. Making increase of the body into the edifying, unto the edifying of itself in love. Listen, church, the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to keep us focused. Wind of doctrines will not blow us up and down. Concerning the testimony of John the Baptist, he said, who did you go to see concerning John the Baptist? Among other things, he said, a reed shaking with the wind? No. He's not the one that circumstances will make him move and shake and move anywhere. He was sure of his calling. He was sure of what his ministry was all about. And it is our duty in the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, to establish you. There were people that were in this church that God deceived. Hallelujah. Some time ago, although, if we want to be very honest, they were not deceived. They just needed a place to go and hide from their shame. I'm telling you, that is the truth. There's none of them that left here because of doctrine. All of them committed something. They needed a place to go and hide. And they found a burial ground where they will be buried somewhere. Somebody making one claim. And that's exactly what we are doing here now. Concerning the salvation of mankind, of his children, God has an agenda. God is not going to come according to any man, not even according to William Branham. William Branham came to point us to where God is coming according to. He is the one that showed us this is how God said he is coming, and he pointed us to the Bible. Now let's see how it is. And one thing we love about him is, hallelujah, is the depth of his, the revelation that he had of the mystery of redemption. Scriptures, you'll be reading like this, you won't know the meaning. But when the time came, through that ministry, we were able to understand. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is not going to come like your denominational pastor told you. Like your geo told you. They will blow one trumpet. Then, your wife will disappear. Leave you alone for bed. Okada. Molue. Don't go. Aeroplane. Pilot. Don't go. Confusion galore. Everywhere. Hey, what is happening? It's a day of rapture. It's a day of rapture. Nothing like that, oh. This is the order that he will come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, I needed to go back a little because there's always somebody hearing us for the first time. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go back a little bit. Before we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, let me also make a comment. There is a scripture that stands before us that confirms to us that this age that we are in, according to church history, all theologians understand that this is the seventh church age. Am I correct? Because that foundational fact has to be established first. And then establish another thing, that seven, it God's number for completion. Now, you have to understand this so that if any man rises up to say he is now the next star messenger, you can use this fact. Judge him, like the Bible says, that they prove those who said they are apostles and found them to be liars. What standard did they use in proving them? It is a scripture. And this foundational truth. Hallelujah. Seven is God's number for completion. The rapture will take place. The rapture will take place after or in the seventh church age. He has completed his work of salvation in seven church dispensations. Each age had the standard bearer, the light bearer for that age to counter the Antichrist move depicted by those four beasts